Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience. Sorry for the late one, guys. Had a little bit of a sleep in, for Big Les. Obviously going to give you your Sunday preview. We've got the Knights and the Warriors, the Sharkies and the Dragons. Let's get straight into it. Obviously, we'll talk about the Knights and the Warriors first. It's going to be a very interesting one, this one. The Knights coming off a very surprising win last week and playing some pretty decent football. Too, with David Armstrong out the back and just looking a lot more comfortable when they play as well. Obviously, over the past few weeks, they have been struggling to put pieces together and to find a halves pairing that gels. We're sort of starting to see them gel a little bit more, which is nice. Hopefully, that continues on into this game. They aren't the favourites, though. The favourites are the Warriors going into this one. In terms of the Warriors, they're struggling a little bit. You know, there's some games where they don't look good, and obviously they are struggling to stay in games for the full 80 minutes as well. So hopefully they turn things around. They have a big win here over the Newcastle Knights, and that's what I'm predicting here today. I'm predicting that the Warriors get the win and they turn things around going into the rest of the season because at their best, they are a top four side. We saw that last year. In terms of changes for both of these sides, for the Newcastle Knights, Jacob Saifidi is out. Jack Hetherington comes into the side in the starting front row in jersey number 19. In terms of changes here for the New Zealand Warriors, we do see Kurt Capewell come into the side after being in and out of the team over the past few weeks. It looks like it's been a neck issue or something along those lines, NRL physio was saying. So very interesting. Hopefully he's good to go in this one. We also see Bunty Afoa come in off the bench into this team as well. Paul Roach going back to reserve grade. They're keeping the 114 in Dylan Walker. Now, in terms of how I think this game is going to go, I am going to go the way of the Warriors. As we said, I think they get a big win here. I think that they get a big win because they need it for their confidence going into the rest of the year. They need to just get one win where they're in the game for the full 80 minutes. Obviously, from the last few weeks, we haven't seen that from them. So, looking for a big win here for the New Zealand Warriors. So, we go into the same game, a multi-feature on Crossbet. As I said, if you're going to have a punt, you've got to do it with Crossbet, guys. We go with the New Zealand Warriors. In terms of anytime try scorers, I'm taking my main man, my guaranteed main man, and Dallin Morteni as a Lesniak. I'm also going to go with the best of the best, Bradman Best. I think Bradman Best gets over the line here for the Newcastle Knights. Bradman Best, Dallin Morteni as a Lesniak with the New Zealand Warriors to win. It is $8.50. How bloody good. We go to the next game, obviously, being the Sharkies and the Dragons. I'm so keen for this one. I think that the Sharkies, you know, it could go either way. They could get a big win. We could be in for a bit of a derby. Rennie on the BTFU show was actually predicting that it was going to be an upset here. It was going to be a Dragons win. And the way that the Dragons have been playing over the past few weeks, would it surprise you? Probably not too much. I'm very excited for this one. And yeah, I'm keen to see which direction the game goes in. And obviously, if you're paying for the Dragons to get the upset here, you are getting $4.50 there for the Dragons to get the job done. So great value there for the Dragons for the upset. However, I just don't think that's the way the game is going to go. I think it will go the way of the Cronulla Sharks. But let's have a look at the changes first. Obviously, for the Sharkies, Tuku Hautupua comes out of the 17. We do see Toby Rudolph return into the side in jersey number 16. In terms of changes here, for the Dragons, we only have one. It is Moses Sully. Moses Sully out of this side. We do see Michele Ravalawa return on that right wing with Zach Lomax, in the centres. You'd imagine Jack Bird coming back into this team goes over now to the left. So it should be Tui Pulotu and Jack Bird on the left with Lomax and Michele Ravalawa on the right. But then again, it could be Tua Pulotu on the right as well with Michele Ravalawa returning to the left-hand side. We'll have to wait and see. In terms of how I think this game is going to go, as we said, I think the Sharkies, they get a 13-plus win here. It was my bet of the week to have them 13-plus. We're going to go Cronulla 13-plus in the same game multi-feature in Crossbet. Cronulla 13 plus. For me, I'm going Ronaldo Mulitalo, my man, for the Cronulla Sharks to score a try. We're also going to go for Zach Lomax. You put Zach Lomax and Ronaldo Mulitalo into your same game multi-feature with the Cronulla Sharks to win 13 plus. You get $9. Now, we're actually going to go to the bet from the previous game. Dalmatini, Zalesniak, and Bradman Best for $8.50. We're going to add a leg because if you look at our try scorer trifecta for this week, we have Adam Fanua-Blake sitting in there. We do need an Adam Fanua-Blake to score a try, as well as Ronaldo Mulitalo in order to win our bet. Reece Walsh has gone over. We do need Adam Fanua-Blake and Ronaldo Mulitalo to win the multi. So we're going to add AFB to our previous multi here. It's already $8.50 with Bradman Best and Dallin Watani Zalesniak. You add an Adam Fanua-Blake, it is $26. What about that to end your weekend? If you're going to have a punt, make sure to do it with Crossbet, the new kids on the block in terms of punting, and probably one of the best as well. Make sure to download the Crossbet app to put all of our multis on in the BTFU hub, and make sure to gamble responsibly. That's full time. See you in the next one.